Return to the Gospel of the Water and the Spirit, New Revised Edition. Paul C. Jong. Please note the following. Scripture quotations used in this book are from the New King James Version, American Standard Version. Preface. Christianity has lost the light. This is the era when all souls are in pain and are full of regrets. All this spiritual pain comes from the spiritual deprivation which mankind is faced with at the moment. According to the Bible, the reason the wickedness and evil was such a great force in the time of Noah lies in the fact that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. Genesis chapter 6, verse 2. When the children of God, the born again of words of truth, left the knowledge of the true and complete gospel and took into their hearts the words of false Christians who compromised the truth with man's thoughts, numerous pseudo-gospel churches were born. Therefore God said, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh." Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. Jesus called his born-again disciples, "You are the light of the world," because they received the light of life only Jesus could give. But Christians today do not have this light of life. The light still shines in the darkness, but the darkness refuses to receive it. Consequently, contemporary Christianity has fallen to the status of a mere religion. Therefore, although there are more Christians today than ever before, not all of them are saved. They are always studying and learning the Bible, but they never reach the knowledge of the truth and are wallowing in a mire of a hypocritical life of religion, while their hearts wander in ignorance and chaos. Most present-day Christians are ignorant of how to be born again and what this blessing means. All these wasted efforts stem from errors in theology. In the history of Christianity, many religious leaders have interpreted and systematized the Word of God according to their own thoughts and the motivation of their flesh. They have divided Christianity into many denominations, increased their followers, and reined them in with the regimental system of their denominations. They have justified their false teachings with theology and trained their followers through the secular and popular system called theological doctrines. As a result, no one can be redeemed of his sins under this pattern of Christianity, but can only suffer and lament under the unbearable burden of his sins. They are the ones who, having a form of godliness but denying its power, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, how godly they look from the outside. But present day, Christianity is full of extortion and self-indulgence. Matthew chapter 23, verse 25. It is all because of the devil who has sowed seeds of deception. Heretical Christianity disguises itself as orthodoxy. It antagonizes those who seek righteousness and stands in the way of the true words of life. The biblical definition of heresy and its origin. Heretics within the Christian church are those who believe in Jesus as their Savior, but not in the words of the truth of the gospel. They follow the lies of the devil and are never redeemed of their transgressions, but are held in captivity by their own sinfulness. The true gospel is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Anyone who does not have the faith of being born again of the salvation of the water and the Spirit is a heretic in the eyes of God. The true gospel is that Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, came to this world in the flesh of a man and was baptized by the representative of humankind, John the Baptist, at the Jordan. He took away all the sins of the world, carried them to the cross, and was crucified to save all people from their sins and the final judgment. Therefore, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." John chapter 3, verse 16. It is the will of God that we believe the truth that Jesus Christ entirely washed away all the sins of the world with his baptism and blood on the cross in order to make us children of God. However, today, most Christians believe that they can be saved by believing only in the cross of Jesus, disregarding his baptism. They claim that all sins were washed away by the Son of God, Jesus, when he bled and died on the cross. This is the pseudo-gospel that is far from the true gospel that makes us truly born again of water and the Spirit. Therefore, Christianity, having been swept up in the current of theological fallacy, has become heretical. The devil, seizing his opportunity when Adam believed his lies and stepped away from the words of God, has led humankind away from the true life into the false gospel. Satan has long held people tightly in the mire of lies and false gospel, thus condemning us to destruction, sin, and death. In the same way, the devil tempts whoever accepts his lies as truth, causes them to fall into heresy, detains them in heresy, and refuses to allow them to learn the truth. This is just like the sinful works of the first king of the northern kingdom of Israel, Jeroboam. He was afraid that his people might return to the southern kingdom, where the temple was, so he changed the sacrificial system that God gave the Israelites for their redemption. He made golden calves and forced his people to worship them, turning Christianity into a heretic religion. He instituted festivals for the Israelites on the dates of his own choosing, like the festival held in Judah. He also appointed priests from among those who were not the sons of Levi, thus turning all his people away from the true ritual of atonement. Therefore, Christianity has been fundamentally altered and stayed that way until now. It is such a lamentable thing. Did Jesus truly save us from sin only through his blood on the cross? If someone believes only in Christ's crucifixion, can his sins be washed away clean? No. The disciples of Jesus never said that the blood of Jesus was the whole gospel. John testified that he saw and touched Jesus Christ, the Word of life, the true light. He testified that Jesus Christ came by water and blood. Jesus Christ came to this world to become the sin offering for all of us, and for this purpose he was baptized by John the Baptist at the Jordan and took on to himself all the sins of the world. He then paid the wages of sin with his blood on the cross. This is the true gospel. The Bible tells us that Jesus came not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness that Jesus is God. And these three, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. Only those who share the beliefs of the disciple John have true faith that can overcome the world. Come now and let us reason together. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Can we take one out of these three and still be saved? Never. The Spirit, the water, and the blood are one. Any one of these could never stand as the complete gospel, and we could never become sinless if we removed one of these three. If people did not believe in the baptism of Jesus, through which all their sins were passed on to Jesus, could they become completely without sin? God says to us, "Come now, and let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Now let us reason together with the written words of God. Has his Son, Jesus Christ, not washed away all our sins? How did he do so? Jesus Christ, who is God, came to this world in the flesh of a man and washed away all our sins with his baptism and death on the cross. For those who gladly obey the word of truth, God allows the blessings of the millennium and everlasting life in the kingdom of heaven. But those who refuse to accept his love and salvation, or fail to come to him with faith, shall be judged and thrown into the lake of fire for all eternity. Therefore, in order to stay clear of temptation and the condemnation of heresy in this evil day and age, we should all follow the true gospel. We can overcome the lies of the devil and the filth of this world only by heeding the word of truth, believing it with all our heart, and confessing that we are born again of water and the Spirit. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8, verses 31 through 32. Only when we are born again of water and the Spirit can we overcome the world and become free of all the sins, chaos, and emptiness within us. When the true light shines, darkness recedes. Light and darkness cannot coexist. No matter how deeply buried in darkness this age is, no matter how chaotic and empty you are, the moment you take your heart into the gospel of being born again of water and the Spirit, your heart will be filled with the light of truth. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Let us return to the gospel of the water and the Spirit. I talked about the gospel as it is written in the Bible in my previous book. Have you truly been born again of water and the Spirit? This book, the sequel to it, focuses on comparing the true gospel to the false ones that are rampant today. In so doing, I hope to steer true Christians away from the fallacy of theological theories, while providing deeper insight into the truth of the gospel of the water and the blood that appears throughout the Bible. And by providing the historical roots and reality of the false gospel and heretical teachings that are contrary to the truth of God, I hope to lead you to realize clearly the gospel of truth. My fellow servants of God and I are committed to spreading the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the ends of the earth until Jesus returns. Therefore, we will publish more spiritual books on this topic in various languages, approaching it from different angles. Salvation from sin is already complete. The gate of heaven is open. Whoever heeds the word of truth, confirms it in the Bible, and believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, can protect himself from the false gospel of the devil and be saved from all his sins. He can receive God's blessings and enter the kingdom of heaven. Just as the people of Israel led by Moses were freed from slavery in Egypt, we hope and pray that you will read these books, written under the guidance of the Spirit, and become children of God by believing in the words of salvation. The Lord is calling us earnestly, saying, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat." Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Let us all return to the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Let us avoid the upcoming judgment of God and enter the world of His grace and amazing blessings.